You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. I am so pumped about today's show because I have a special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe, and her message to me sums up the best medicine ever. And that medicine is laughter, okay? We had a ball in the Be Inspired Cafe because she's hilarious, but she has a powerful message behind the comedy. So you are definitely going to enjoy, I hope, our guest in the Be Inspired Cafe. That's coming up in just a moment. But before we get into that, I have my quick inspiring moment for you, as well as my motivational song of the day. The inspiring moment that I want to share with you is something that I've been addressing quite often recently with a lot of people that are coming to me with their goals, they're coming to me with ideas that they have, yet they're stuck in a place where they're scared to act on it. And not only stuck in that place of fear in acting on what you know you need to be doing, but being stuck in that place because you feel like there are 100 other things that need to happen before you can make that first step. I'm telling you, you have to use exactly what it is that you have. The things that you have access to are no coincidence. In fact, one of my favorite verses says this, "For unto everyone that has, it shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not, it shall be taken away, even that which he has." And I know that can sound harsh, but it is so important that we remember this simple rule. Maximize everything that's in your hands. Stop waiting for 100 other things to come your way. Stop waiting to read, if I just read 200 more books and attend 70 more seminars, then I'll take a step. I am team read. I'm team get up in the morning and find something educational. I am a strong advocate for going out and being a part of things that are going to increase your skill set. But there is a such thing as mental obesity, where we eat and feed and feed and feed on all of these different things to the point that we're paralyzed when it comes to making a move. And I'm encouraging you right now to stop waiting on everything to perfectly align. Stop waiting for everything to come together the way that you thought it would, and step out. Because the moment that you step out is the moment that you'll start to see resources, people, ideas, opportunities, the grace to carry out what it is that you're carrying out, and all of these things will start to take place, but it begins with you making that first move. So that is my message, longer than usual, I think, but that's your inspiring word for the day. Here is our motivational song, and when this song ends, you can hear from our hilarious, inspiring, powerful, and encouraging guest in the Be Inspired Cafe. So stay tuned.
All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you, all the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, someone that will have you inspired, motivated, and laughing all at once. I'm so excited about our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today. She is Darty Mitchell Jarman, also known as GMA35. Welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Ms. Darty, today. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Erica, and yourself?
I'm doing great. It's weird to call you Darty because I call her Dee Dee, but y'all can, you know, call her what you need to. So can you introduce yourself for those that may not have gotten connected with you? Can you share with us a bit about yourself?
Yes, I am actually Darty Mitchell Jarman. I am a motivational speaker through my talk show, GMA35. I have 3 daughters and 6 grandchildren and a son-in-law. Can't leave him out. I just love motivating people through laughter and just being inspirational to women, which is originally how GMA got started. Was my best friend, Sonja Fulmore, had invited me to a girls' night out at her home. And GMA just came about as I was sitting home. I had just become a grandmother not too long before then. And, you know, that brings mixed emotions at the age of 35. But instead of letting it down me, I decided to use that thing to motivate myself as well as people through situations that they encounter in life.
Wow, that's powerful. So you shared a little bit about it, but what brought about GMON 35? When was that moment that you decided, like you shared with us how it got started, but when did you finally step out and really start owning this? It's a personality. If you guys get a chance, which she has the videos up there, you can see. But when you start taking ownership, and ultimately it's a ministry too of laughter. Yeah. But what was the first experience like that like for you?
The first experience was so awesome. I really, honestly, that day, that moment when she asked me to come over and do something for the show, for the the housewarming, I went over for it, and I decided, I said, you know what, it's going to be a bunch of girls, we're over here having fun, and I said, you know, Lord, what am I going to do? And at that moment, I really didn't know what I was going to do, but I looked down at my toes, and they were half polished, you know, like three toes polished, and the other half maybe had a little dot or something on them. And, you know, he was like, you know, find something to make them laugh, or find something to make them laugh. Give them something to laugh about in regards to themselves. No matter how you look or what you do, you are to love yourself and to find something in everyone that you meet to love. And when I went over that night, I dressed up and I was really a mess. I think I had on some stockings that had a run in them. Like I said, my toes were showing. I had mixed earrings. My jewelry didn't, you know, match. But I had them to play some music so that I could come in as the best talk show host like Oprah. And they laughed and they clapped, and it was just awesome. It was an awesome experience. And I taught them to love themselves as well as others, no matter who you meet. You know, they might not have on the best dress or the best clothes, you know, but find something beautiful about them. If it's just their eyes or their eye color or, you know, something about them that's beautiful, because God created each and every one of us. So we're beautiful.
That's the truth. And that's funny because, you know, like you said, sometimes just letting down that guard where everyone feels like they just need to have it, you have themselves put together perfectly. And, you know, the new saying is, this is on fleek. And I'm like, you know, you got your eyebrows on fleek, makeup on fleek, face beat, and then on the inside, you're falling apart. So I love, you know, that you're sharing that. I remember at my bridal shower, this was a few years ago, obviously, but that nail polish, I'm laughing because I had some multicolored nail polish, not on purpose. I just kept painting over it. And the guests had to describe something about me, and, you know, that they remembered when I walked out the room. And one lady said, you know, so proudly, she was like, oh, well, I love her multicolored nail polish. And my sister just busted out laughing because we both knew that was not the goal. It was not supposed to be multicolored. But I love it. So those are the things I feel like, you know, laughter is the best medicine. So what would you say is, what's the strength? Like, what is that driving force behind what it is that you do?
I think the driving force behind what I do is my children and God. I love people. I love children. I love women. And I know that God is leading me to motivate men. I kept saying to myself, well, I'm not a man, so how am I going to motivate them to do this and the other? But he's doing that as well through the laughter. I think the driving force behind it is, you know, I have a very, very strong mother. I had a very, very strong grandmother, and my aunts and my uncles, they all pushed me to be who I am. So I enjoy doing what I do, and it's never – I know that it comes from God because I never practice. I think I had a show on Sunday, and that was the first time that I actually wrote down something prior to going. Normally I'm writing it down when I'm in the place or on the way, the drive to the destination. But I think that if you have God and if the ministry is already in you, if you allow him to just lead you, you can do anything. And that's my
truth. Mm-hmm. Amen. I love it. That's so true, though, with our gifts and things that we – sometimes when people ask you, well, how are you able to do that? And some, you can't even tell them, like, I don't know why I know how to do that. You know, I don't remember training for this. It just was something natural. I love it.
That is so true, Erica. I never trained for this. You know, everybody, I would say, well, how do you do this? Because I guess I'm just born crazy, you know?
I know that's right. I love it. So what would you say? What is that one thought? What is that inspirational tip that you want to leave with every person that comes in contact with you, with your ministry, with GMA35 and your show? What do you want to leave with them?
I would like to leave with them three major things. And the first thing is be the best you that you can be, because no one can be you but you. And that is something that people strive every day, is trying to be someone else. But if you strive to be who you are, just let you be who you are with any enhancements. And, you know, the education is fine. You know, dressing up is fine. You know, all these different things that you can do to enhance yourself are fine. But be the best you that you can be. That next one would be to keep God first. And if you keep him first, that best you that you can be is always going to be the best you that you can be. And then I would say, and you can't be the best you that you can be if you don't love yourself.
That's the truth.
You have to love yourself in order to be the best you that you can be and to keep God first. You have to do that. And lastly is to always love on someone else. Those will be my things. To always love on someone else. And you can do that through laughter. You can be serious, because GMA is not always funny. You know, some of the things that I do is actually to promote and bring out hurt so that you can be healed. Laughter is what I use, but sometimes it has to go deep to bring out the tears. And the tears don't mean that there's something bad going on. It just means that you're being released and you're being healed from the situation. And that is the ultimate goal of GMA 35, is to bring and promote healing through laughter from things that have come through your past. And once you can do that, you can be the best you that you can be by keeping God first. You can love yourself, and you can laugh a lot. And you'll be able to express someone else along the way.
That's powerful. That's some powerful, powerful tips, because as you shared with loving yourself, I really believe that's where it starts. If you ever come across someone that's bitter, it's really hard to celebrate other people when you're angry, disappointed, unforgiving to yourself. And I love that, because once you love yourself, it's so much easier to love other people and just be an example, because God is love. And so that's what you spread, joy and love. I am so pumped about what you're doing. You already know. So for those that are listening right now, they want to get connected with you. Maybe they want to bring GMA to their area. What is the best way that they can get connected with you through social media and contact you?
Yes, you can actually contact me through Facebook. You can message me. My email address is DartyJ320@gmail.com. And you can contact me through those where social media, or even contacting me by phone at 252-658-0801. And I'm available for booking at any time.
All right, now. Well, if you guys want some laughter, some healing, some inspiration, motivation, stay connected with GMA. There will be more in store, I'm certain, coming up. So stay in the loop with that. I want to thank you so much, Darty, for taking time.
Oh, I love, love, love Dee Dee. I call her Dee Dee, but Darty Mitchell, she has such a great heart and she's truly talented. So if you did not see her information, make sure that you connect on the links that I'm posting on today's show so that you can bring her out to your next women's event. Get connected with her and bring that medicine of laughter into your life. So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. You know what my desire is, and that is to help you dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. Stay connected with me online at ericalatrice.com. If you're not on my social media page, you can get connected with me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and whatever comes out by the time you listen to this message at Erica Empowers, and it's E-R-I-C-A Have an amazing rest of your day.